Well, there's confirmation this morning that Cyclone Gabrielle could affect Northland on Sunday before moving south towards Auckland. The Category 1 cyclone is currently in the Coral Sea and is likely to become a Category 3 over the next 24 hours. If it reaches us, it will be an intense weather system with heavy rain, gale force winds and significant sea swells. Met Service forecaster Lewis Ferris joins us for more on this now. Kia ora, good morning.
Morning. Yes, it's another run of busy weather across northern parts of the country as we head into the weekend and into next week.
What is the latest tracking giving you or telling you about where this will hit?
Well, from the information that we've been getting through this week up until now, we've seen what has actually been a pretty consistent signal of where it was going to form, how it was going to track from the Coral Sea into the Tasman Sea, and then about where it was going to come in contact with New Zealand. And this sort of confidence the consistency in that track over the last few days gives us a bit more confidence in what sort of outcomes we might start to see re-severe weather. Getting the exact intensities of those severe weather, we'll still need a few more days to nail that down, because it is really Monday into Tuesday that are looking like the biggest impacts around the North Island will be seen. But they will start to feel some of those effects on Sunday with rain and wind turning up around Northland, and yes, those dangerous sea conditions will also start to present themselves with the building winds.
Is there a risk of rain that will cause flooding in Auckland?
I would say yes, given how saturated things are. And even regardless, if we've not had the previous systems, it is these lows coming down from the north that present that potential for really severe weather, getting on to extreme weather where we would see sort of like a month's worth of rainfall falling in a 24-hour space. So even if it hadn't happened, we could have seen flooding from this system. And people do need to be wary of that. I don't want people to panic right now. There is still a bit of time to pass to nail down those details of where that heaviest rain might turn up. Auckland, if they're lucky, might get a bit of sheltering from the Coromandel, but that means that's really bad for the Coromandel because they also don't want any sort of heavy rain coming their way. But we will be issuing severe weather watches and warnings if they are needed in the coming days. People can keep an eye on our severe weather outlook currently, but it is the Sunday and through into Tuesday period people do need to be aware of. I would recommend right now going onto the Get Ready website and seeing what you can do to prepare your house before the system does actually arrive.
I mean, are we at the point where people may need to be thinking about what sandbags?
I think that's not a terrible idea if there does come to be a heavy rain warning issued for their area, especially if they were in a recently affected area. Then sandbagging doesn't seem like a silly idea to me.
So could it just be clear? The problem we had last time was trying to predict the intensity of the rain in a short space of time. Are you still worried that this may bring a similar type event for Auckland?
There is definitely that possibility. There could be those embedded downpours. There could be some really heavy rainfall rates across the region, across the city. It is the system that brings that sort of risk. We can't nail down those areas just right now, but there is that potential. So it is something worth thinking about.
Very good. Thank you for that update. That is an important update there from Met Service forecaster Lewis Ferris with that cyclone bearing down on New Zealand in the next few hours.